Blog Talk Radio.
Consciousness, it's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, we're going to talk a little bit about America today. And you know what? We may touch on some entrepreneurship principles. Yesterday, we did some deep diving into wellness things and holistic health. But friends, your ideal life is waiting for you. And American exceptionalism is part of that ideal life. We are 84 days away from an election here in the U.S. of A. And I'm not going to talk only about the U.S. of A., but, you know, we got to know where we've come from. And if anybody is here in the U.S., you can actually hear me on, or I think you could do it all over now, that's right, because we have the internet, AM 560, The Answer. You could go to their podcast, and I'm also on Eyes Right Open Radio. You know what? It's time to get our eyes right open and, you know, awareness. It's time. It's time to be the voice of truth right here. And this is the Awaken series. And let's be real. We know where we've been. We know where we've come from. It's going to make it better for us to know where we're going. So I guess the United States of America, because of Antifa, wants to just get rid of all kinds of our history. Like, you know, the arrival of Christopher Columbus. Let's take down his statue, right? I mean, yes, America before 1500 BC, they say had tons of indigenous cultures, which is awesome. You know, culture and people's culture and history is great. Let's not lose it. But Christopher Columbus, of course, 1492, that's when the European colonization of America started. And most of these colonies were formed after 1600s. And early writings of John Winthrop make the United States the first nation whose most distant origins are fully recorded. By the 1760s, the 13 British colonies contained 2.5 million people along the Atlantic coast east of the Appalachian Mountains. After defeating France, the British government imposed a series of taxes, including the stamp tax of 1765, rejecting the colonists' constitutional argument that new taxes needed their approval. Mm-hmm. See, taxation without representation, people, is really what this country was, America was started on. We were started by rebellion and resistance to taxation and overreaching government. So for all of you all who think socialism is the way to go, please call me here at our blog radio. I'd love to hear you. Love to talk about it with you. But no. Taxation without representation. It was the Stamp Act. They rejected it. They resisted. And that is what led to the Boston Tea Party. In 1773, it led to Parliament issuing a punitive laws designed to end the self-government in Massachusetts. You know, punitive laws like wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask. you know, look at what's going on, folks. We resisted against this. If you're in America, this is exactly the kind of nonsense that we're getting into. So actually the armed conflict began in 1775, and then in 1776 in Philadelphia, the Second Continental Congress declared the independence of the colonies of the United States, led by General George Washington, and it won the Revolutionary War with large support from France and additional help from Spain and the Netherlands. So the peace treaty of 1783 gave the land east of the Mississippi River, except Canada and Florida, to the new nation. The Articles of Confederation established a central government, but it was ineffectual, proving stability as it could not collect taxes and had no executive officer. A convention in 1787 wrote a new constitution that was adopted in 1789 and 1791. A Bill of Rights was added to guarantee inalienable rights, with Washington as the first president and Alexander Hamilton, who, by the way, Alexander Hamilton was a bastard child, okay? He was poor. Now, inalienable rights are natural rights, and they are legal rights, and they are not dependent on the laws or customs of any particular culture or government. They are universal, fundamental, inalienable. They cannot be repealed by human laws. So one can foretell their enjoyment through one's actions, such as violating someone else's rights. So don't mess with other people. You have inalienable rights, but don't be going and breaking in. You can protest, but please don't go break into other people's property and steal from them. Okay, you do not have the inalienable right to be a bastard and be an anarchist. Okay, you can, but you should get your ass arrested, okay? And you can go get it up the rear end. Natural law is the law of natural rights. Legal rights are those bestowed onto a person by a given legal system, and those can be modified, repealed, restrained by human laws. See, the concept of positive law is related to the concept of legal rights. Natural laws first appeared in ancient Greek philosophy, and it was referred by a Roman philosopher, Cicero. It's subsequently alluded to in the Bible and then developed in the Middle Ages by Catholic philosophers such as Albert the Great and his pupil, Thomas Aquinas. During the Age of Enlightenment, the concept of natural laws was used to challenge the divine right of kings and became an alternative justification for the establishment of social contract, positive law, and government, and thus legal rights in the form of classical republicanism. Conversely, the concept of natural rights is used by others to challenge the legitimacy of all such establishments. So, natural rights. That's America, baby. We got them. We got them. We've got great laws here in America. And we could go on and on. See, this country was also founded on that fabulous notion of manifest destiny, okay? And that is where Awaken to Empowerment ties in with Americanism. It's highly American that thoughts are things. We become what we think about. American exceptionalism is manifest destiny. It is, we can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about. So, I mean, it is so time for us to awaken and awaken to the truth and awaken to who we really are. We are a blessed people here. You know, and there, we can make a shining city upon a hill because we do know thoughts are things, and we are called to be the change we wish to see. We are called to be free and not to impede or impinge anybody else's rights. That means don't be an asshole. I mean, I'm just going to make it that simple. I mean, the nice thing about Blog Talk Radio is I can use some of my more colorful language here, but not have to go ahead and just say, oh, don't be a jerk. No, you know what? Don't be an asshole. What's going on right now in this crazy Antifa stuff? It's nuts. I have an Antifa handbook here given to me by my friend Victor Santana. And Victor Santana is part of, he's the founder of Eyes Wide Open and Eyes Wide Open Radio. So, you know, so much here. America is great. Yes, we had some stuff. We had slaves, yes, but not everybody. You know, not everybody. We abolished slavery because of the Civil War. And, you know, entrepreneurism and business is good, socialists. I mean, I'd love to get a socialist on the phone with me, and I'd love to debate you at any time. And any Black Lives Matter folks, you know, the poverty pimps, you know, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. Of course Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. But what Black Lives Matter? Is the Black lives that have been killed in the streets of Chicago, why isn't anybody saying they matter? I don't understand that. You know? It was just, you know what? I find it to be very, very interesting. And I've got a whole article here. And there are racists. Yes. They're white racists, Black racists, Latino racists, Asian racists, American racists, any other kind of racist you can find out. Okay? But guess what? America is not a racist nation. We're a loving, kind nation. We're a colorblind meritocracy. And for Slow-Mo Sleepy Joe to have picked Kamala, which I find it to be absolutely interesting because, first of all, Kamala is a very negative person. She sounds like she's constipated. She's very negative. I have another word for her. I'm not going to say it because, you know, I don't need to be out there throwing out low vibes. But she's a chameleon. You know, will the real Kamala Harris please show up? She stands for nothing. She's got this ambition to be president and to have power, okay? We can't have power-hungry people running our country, okay? And Trump is not power hungry. He loves America. Yeah, Trump's got an ego, but it's not a power hungry ego. He loves this country, and he's been this way. He's consistently been this way because the man has been in front of the camera since the 80s. And if you've seen any of the interviews with Oprah Winfrey, who I'm not particularly fond of, she's full of crap too. She ain't who she says she is. And she's got a lot of nerve too because she's part of this Black Lives Matter movement. And you know what, Oprah? You know what? You're a billionaire, Oprah, because of America and American exceptionalism and this colorblind meritocracy. Too bad people didn't know what a phony baloney you are, Oprah. Oprah integrity is being the same person when nobody's looking. I met Oprah back before Oprah was really Oprah. Oprah was just Good Morning Chicago. And I was backstage. I was part of a fashion show. I was part of the entertainment. I was a model. I was modeling for all the stores at a mall, and she was the MC, and I walked up to her, and I said, I really appreciate your work. I think you do a great job. Remember, she didn't have the Oprah Winfrey Show yet. She was like a nobody local. She was a local mogul. She looked at me up one side, down the other, didn't say thank you, boo-hoo, or F you. She just snubbed me, and I was complimenting her. Well, maybe because she was like an obese thing, and I was a model, and I think that was the thing. I think she was a very racist, a jealous-driven person. So, Oprah, you owe me an apology, and Oprah, you became a billionaire because you bamboozled a lot of people. A lot of women worshipped Oprah, and you know what? The only time I really watched you was the Friday on Valentine's Day when you had adorable John F. Kennedy Jr. on, okay? did not watch your stupid show after that because you're phony baloney. But anyway, so be careful. Not everybody is who they purport to be. And a lot of these power-hungry liars and haters and fakers out there, it's very interesting. But anyway, we're real right here at Awaken to Empowerment. I'm Carol Gracie. And now let's talk about some of our high vibe tribe, okay? Remember, vibration in quantum physics means everything is energy. We are beings that vibrate at a certain frequency. Each vibration is equivalent to a feeling and vibrational world. There's only two kind of vibrations, positive and negative, and any feeling causes you to emit vibrational frequency, it can be positive or negative. So your thoughts, the company you keep, from the music you listen to, what you're looking at in your environment, and your word. So I'm not complaining. And then, of course, gratitude is like super high vibe. Okay, so gratitude is like so awesome. It positively affects your vibrational frequency. And this is a habit that we should be incorporating constantly. Just start being grateful for everything. Every little thing. I saw this awesome butterfly on one of my plants today. And this thing's wings were wide open and it was just beautiful and sculptured with the yellow and the black and then the blue at the very tip. I don't even know. Maybe it was a swallowtail. I don't even know what kind. It wasn't a monarch. It was absolutely fabulous. So grateful. When I look out my window and I see the hummingbirds and they're just so awesome. Grateful. Grateful for every little thing. Grateful for the breath you take. I wake up every morning. This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. See, gratitude is a very, very high vibe. So we're going to get off the low vibe plantation now and not talk about politics anymore. But I figure we talked a little bit about where we came from and phony baloney people that are just power hungry and people that aren't the same people. And that's all low vibe people right there. Those are people that are all low vibe. And if you're a high-vibe person, you're going to be able to detect that real quickly. And I'm going to have a swig of my fabulous little drink here, collagen. I drink collagen every day. There's your health tip. Pound the collagen. I have no aches and pains, no creaky joints, no more back pain. And my skin, even though I'm a tenacity person, tanacity, I love tan. I love tan in my ass. It's fabulous. My skin looks pretty good considering my age. And yes, you've got to take care of it. I don't wear sunscreen. I don't think it's really good. I think we need some. I've got a ton of melanin in my skin, so tons. I'm very, very dark, and I love it. I think it's awesome. So anyway, gratitude, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for the depth of the melanin in my skin, and I've always had it. But now here, you tend, so the gratitude is the attitude to reach your altitude. Now your words, if you're a complainer and a cruncher about everything and you speak badly about people or things, that does affect your vibrational frequency, okay? Now, there is a difference between speaking bad and speaking truth. See, I had a personal experience with Oprah. And I've listened to Kamala Harris just complain, and I mean, just complain about everything and just the way she talks. And a lot of people that know her say that she's just very power hungry. Okay, so power, just for the, you know, get your own personal power. Now, I will say she's a very beautiful woman, but watch your words, stay positive. Focus on the positive with your words. Remember, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Yes, I can. I can be, do, have whatever my heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. These are the words. I would highly suggest, and I said this yesterday, and I'll say it ad nauseum, every morning, wake up and do your empowering mantra, your empowering prayer. Every day I do my empowering prayer. Every day, divinely guided, blessed and highly favored. You know, your anointed proclamations is what I call it. Every day, I am a child of the Most High God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can be, do, have whatever my heart desires. God is always with me. God always hears me. God always hears me. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I am grateful. This is the stuff that, those are the words, that's the high vibe, that's the high vibe, that's the high vibe. And just start focusing on God and focusing on the awesomeness of God and God's nature and nature's God and everything that God created. Don't worship the creation, worship the creator. But you have to just understand the vibrational energy of a creator that can create so many magnificent things like streams and mountains and trees and birds and plants and human beings. I mean, amazing, amazing. And you could, you know, talk those words into being and your environment. You know, you don't want your environment to be disorganized. Oh, I'm looking around, I got a little disorganization. I need to get my vibe up here. I've got a lot of work to do. That is my lacking right now. That is definitely, I know that is something that I could do better with. Clean, though. I clean all the time. But watch your environment. You want to spend most of your time, you know, in a very, you know, more organized environment. Things that make you comfortable, things that you love. Show the universe that you're apt to receive more. Take care of what you already have. Well, I do take care of my stuff pretty much. It's just, I've been moving, and then I just got a download dump from when a lot of other people moved, and I still have to go through stuff. And it's just so nice here in Chicago right now. I don't feel like hanging out inside. So watch programs you watch. You know, you really want to be watching all the death, misfortune, betrayal. All that starts making your brain accept it as reality, and it changes your body chemistry, and it lowers your vibe, okay? You want to watch stuff that makes you happy. You know, turn the news off sometimes. Yes, get what you need out of it to be informed, but don't turn on the fake news. There's a lot of fake news out there and a lot of hyperbolic BS. Keep good vibe music. And we've talked about this. Go on YouTube. They've got really super high frequency, high vibe music, like 528 hertz. It's really good for your brain. And it's awesome for you. And good company. You know, you want people that are loving and kind, and surround yourself with happy, positive, determined people. And then that vibe is going to be you. You know, don't be, you know, people are always complaining about something. The victims. You know, when I was 6 years old, blah, 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 this happened. Really? Shit happens to everyone. Just you know, come on. Just buckle up, buttercup. I mean, stuff happens. But, and yeah, you know, you got friends. Okay, I got events. This is really bugging me. But then it's like, hey, God, you know what? God doesn't give you anything you cannot handle. Okay? And then we're going to go back to number one. The number one is your thoughts, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. So when you start thinking positive and your thoughts emit this frequency all into the universe, and that frequency returns to the origin. If you've got negative thoughts, man, you're going to have negative vibes, discouragement, sadness, anger, fear. It all is going to turn in on you. So it's super duper important to take care of the quality of your thoughts and learn to cultivate. Just do the positive thoughts. I mean, you know, I got to tell you, real honestly, wearing this mask is just, for me, it's quite oppressive. And I just think the lack of oxygen to my brain is giving me, like, but it's just like, okay, God, I'm here. I can handle this. And believe you can. And remember, I mean, this COVID thing, I mean, take care of yourself, okay? Take care of yourself. And don't believe everything you hear, okay? Because there's a lot of false information out there. And, you know, we are a very, very lucky people here. So remember, keep your vibes high, your thoughts, company you keep, music you listen to, things that you look at, your environment and your words. Watch what you're watching, watch what you're saying. You know, you just want to be healthy and be free and be happy. And don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. And we did some really awesome stuff yesterday. What happened to it? It was awesome. I've got some beautiful 7 principles for change. sometimes change is a good thing. Remember, everything's energy. All energy carries vibration. To attract anything you desire, get your energy aligned with what you want. Get clarity. Remember, life is constantly evolving. And master your own energy. And remember, it is your responsibility to be a conscious creator and doing it on purpose. God, what did we watched something yesterday. Oh, you know what? I think it's right here. Hang on a second. It was so awesome. It was the Golden Principle yesterday. Let me see if I could, let's see if we could find it. Let's see if we can find it. I don't know. It was awesome. And it was all about, it was all about just when you get sad, just go to God. And it was just awesome. It was something that really resonated with me, and I want to share it. Here we go. Here it is. Here it is. And it was Emmett Fox. So let's share this real quick again because this was so good. The Golden Key to Prayer and Emmett Fox. And it says, and I'll just hit some of the highlights. Prayer is going to enable us to sooner or later get ourselves or anyone else out of any difficult situation. And we've got to remember again, God is omnipotent. And we, mankind, we are the image. We're his image and likeness, and we have dominion over all things. We've got to remember who we are, folks. We've got to remember who we are. This is the golden key. And we've got to get ourselves out of the way, okay? Because we are the channel which this divine action will take place. God is the one who does the work, okay? So we have to let go and let God. There is such a great, that's just so simple. The simple way to put this is let go and let God. And this is not religious, but this is real. Okay, the rule is to think about God. You're not thinking about anything but God and the glory of God. And must think about God and his glory. And you can feel the vibration of God's glory in everything, in the beauty of a baby, in the beauty of nature, in the beauty of your loved ones. Think about the good, the God. Always think about God. Think about God instead. Because when you do that, it changes, of course, like we were just saying, this vibrational energy. Don't want to think about the negative, okay? If you got someone that you're a friend with and they're frustrating you, think about God. Give them to God. Remember, you are the child of the Most High God. You are filled and surrounded by the perfect peace of God. God is love. God is guiding you now. And God is with you. God is always with you. God hears you. God always hears you. It is written in his word. Okay? Remember, the Bible even says, thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart. So, and God answers our prayers, but focus on God. Trust the Lord with all your heart. That's Proverbs 2:5. Trust the Lord. Trust. So stop thinking about the negative stuff. Think about whatever you're bothering you, but think about God instead. God is wisdom. God is truth. God is inconceivable love. God is present everywhere. God has infinite power. God knows everything. There's no power greater than God. You are a child. We are a child. I am a child of the Most High God. I am filled and surrounded by the perfect peace of God. God's light and love and his high vibrational love is surrounding me. God is love. God is guiding me now. God is with me. I am one with God. And you say that. And that is an anointed proclamation. And your vibe, your energy level is going to raise so high because you're focusing on the creator of the universe. Because God is good all the time. Love, peace, faith, hope. God is good all the time. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. With God, all things are possible. God is love. Okay? And with that, Let's send this Awaken to Empowerment in prayer. Father God, we receive your blessings. God, we love you. God, just show us your way. Divinely guide us in all things. We know, God, that your word is truth, and we choose to be the best people we can be and the most loving and kind people we can be, God. And, you know, your word says, now these three things remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these in love, that is 1 Corinthians 13:13. So, God, we ask that you lead and guide us in all we do. We ask for your loving light to surround us. We ask for your hand of protection and provision for us individually, for our families. And, God, we're going to focus on you, not our problems, because with you, God, with faith in you, faith is believing in your word and acting upon it, no matter how I feel, because, God, you promise us a good result. God, your word says I can do all things which through Christ which strengthens me. So these things we know and believe are true. We glorify you, we praise you, we thank you. We are called to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And pray big, worry small. Tap into God. We thank you, God, for this gift. We are empowered and we love you. And friends, I want to thank you for joining me, Carolyn Parisi here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We did do some interesting things. I hope this has served you. I'd like to invite you back here next time. We're here, as I said, 1, 2, 3 times a week. I mean, today I, you know, got to do some running around, and it was just beautiful here in the Midwest. And I have a convertible, and I just love it. So I just kind of did some errands and had the top down. But it's time to be empowered and create solutions, S-O-U-L-U-T-I-O-N-S. Remember, this is a solutions-driven discussion. We hope that this empowered you and this benefited you. And thank you for joining us today here at Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I'm Carol Ann Parisi. I'll be back again really soon. Remember, peace, love, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. And thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Bless this country and bless everybody that believes and receives God. So we thank you, God. And we'll see you next time. Remember, thoughts are things. If you do have whatever your heart desires, yes, you can. And peace, love, and empowerment. Peace of mind, Boston, coming right around. Thanks for joining me today. This is Carol Ann Priestley saying ciao, ciao for now. Bye-bye.